Welcome to We the People. Nitish Kumar and the state of Bihar have become the latest state in India to implement prohibition. Gujarat, of course, has had prohibition for years. Kerala then followed under the Congress. Now Nitish Kumar keeping his poll promise to women. And Jayalalitha, campaigning in Tamil Nadu in election season, is promising that if she gets re-elected, prohibition will be implemented in Tamil Nadu as well. On We the People today, we ask whether beyond a political slogan, what is the efficacy, the efficiency and the desirability of prohibition? Prohibition is often implemented by politicians in the name of their women voters, who, rightly so, especially in rural India, complain about the battle with alcoholism and the men who get drunk and come home and what impact that has on their family lives and their rights as women. But beyond that, there is also a larger philosophical debate. One, of course, is prohibition the best way to counter alcoholism and its accompanying problems? Or does prohibition just spawn an illegal industry of bootleggers and illicit liquor? And two, the larger question, the decision by different states in India to implement a beef ban led to protests by liberals who said this is an interference with personal liberty. Isn't prohibition exactly the same? Is prohibition about social conservatism and the overreach of the state, or is it a desirable policy? That's our debate on We the People. Let me get started with Pawan Varma, senior leader of the Janata Dal United. Absolute prohibition, not even a phased sort of policy that was originally the plan and that was given a heads up in the Bihar Assembly. Pawan, there is a sense that when the right of center of the ideological spectrum went ahead with the beef ban, there were a number of liberals, left-leaning liberals, who said this is interfering with personal liberty. Why is prohibition not the same?
You see, I don't think prohibition is a moral imperative alone. It's a welfare imperative. And that's the key difference between the somewhat communalized prism with which beef eating was seen and the motivation to implement prohibition in Bihar. As you yourself said in your introductory remarks, the overwhelming popular demand was for prohibition. And it was also a poll promise in response to that demand.
To women in particular.
To women in particular, who are 50% of the electorate. But also, it was not implemented on the next day after winning the election. Mr. Nitish Kumar took 4 or 5 months to put together the administrative machinery which, to the best extent possible, would try to minimize the negative consequences of prohibition which we have seen in the past.
And philosophically, the difference you draw from the beef ban is that beef has a religious and a communal subtext, but here this is cutting across
religious communities. I said it's a welfare imperative, which is for the good, the larger
social
good.
You don't think it interferes with personal... You don't think to conflate alcoholism, which is what prohibition is an answer to, with social drinking, is problematic?
No, I think, or a personal choice
for you or me to have a drink in the privacy of our homes.
Let me say this, that politics is about the middle ground between the ideal, where everyone should drink in limited quantities with no deleterious consequences for their health or no bad consequences socially. But when you have to find that middle ground, in Bihar, because of the overwhelming popular demand, it was felt that total prohibition is the need of the hour today.
Kalikesh, would you accept that? Because it seems to cut strangely across party lines. Like the states I've named, AIADMK in Tamil Nadu wanting to do it, Congress in Kerala, Nitish's party in Bihar. But yet, to me, what makes it uncomfortable is whenever the state has an overarching decision-making, you know, on codes or solutions that I think should ideally come from within communities. I'm just uncomfortable with the state having so much power.
Oh, absolutely. And it never works. You know, I can understand and sympathize the reasons why Mr. Varma's party has chosen to go with prohibition, which hasn't worked in the past. Complete banning, as you said, leads to illicit liquor, bootlegging. It leads to, if the addict doesn't get alcohol, they'll go into some other form of addiction. You have to treat the addiction, not just ban a product. It never really works. And there is the issue of personal liberty here. I think there is an issue of choice here. There is a problem with alcoholism and the violence, especially with the poorer segments of society in Bihar. But we need to treat that mindset and that issue. It's like really putting a band-aid on a fracture. But just banning alcohol will not solve it.
Your problem with prohibition is that it doesn't work, or you have an ideological libertarian problem with it?
A bit of both. I'm certain it doesn't work. And there is an issue that about personal liberties here. I think we have a right to have a drink whenever we like to, whoever wants to have a drink.
Pawan, choice Choice is important. Choice is what democracies are founded on. And, you know, while, again, an interesting parallel between the beef debate and the prohibition debate is that both find mention as directive principles in the Constitution. But times have changed. And, you know, we don't have to literalize everything that was considered an aspiration in 1947. And let me give you a figure from the WHO. It actually says that 50% of alcohol consumed in India is unrecorded. Now, if it is unrecorded, even if you have a ban, you can continue to have an unrecorded, illegal underbelly of alcoholism. And in fact, by taking it underground, you make it that much difficult to even regulate, even for the sake of women.
I'll answer both questions.
Yeah.
Marka, freedom of choice is something we, and I personally, greatly respect. But is there no merit in freedom of choice of women against domestic violence? Is there no freedom that...
Are you saying men who don't drink have never beaten their wives?
I'm not generalizing, but there is a pattern that emerges from the excessive consumption of alcohol, particularly in rural areas when linked to poverty.
Right.
Is there no freedom that women can ask for or people who are poorer can ask for to get better, for instance, nutritional value? Is there no better freedom to use better disposable income? Is there no freedom to give more to your children? Is there no freedom that people want against the sense of insecurity bred by the constant level of insecurities caused by excessive drinking of alcohol? Mm. These are questions which politicians, sensing the mood of the people, must absorb. And your second question was about...
About the fact that you're actually, when you push something underground.
Yes, now about the underground.
The unregulated sector is...
I'm saying, Barka, very simply and shortly to you. Of course, it's a difficult challenge. We know prohibition has not worked absolutely or very efficiently elsewhere. But what I was trying to emphasize in the beginning is that a series of administrative measures, from toll-free helplines, to hotlines, to CCTV cameras, to systems where trucks navigate the state with a time lock, to GPS monitoring, to better policing, and above all, because of the overwhelming support of the people, we believe even that unrecorded drinking will be reduced further.
Pawan Khera, the Congress is in a strange position here because, you know, you're with the Congress, but the Congress implemented this in Kerala in an even order way where five-star hotels have actually been spared this prohibition. There's a classist subtext to it. There's a suggestion that only when poor men drink are they inclined to misbehave or make a nuisance of themselves. The court has actually upheld this class variation. Yeah. How do you see this debate around prohibition?
But
do you agree with what your party's done in Kerala?
No. I don't.
You don't agree with
No, I don't agree. And okay. I think many people, cutting across party lines, we'll have to start reinventing ourselves, all political parties. There is a context to Gujarat prohibition. Now, I think that context has changed. You cannot, certainly cannot, interfere with people's liberties. I disagree with Mr. Verma when he says a majority demanded prohibition. Tomorrow, if the majority demands a temple in Ayodhya, will you support it? No, you can't have a majoritarian...
But are you really comparing a temple in Ayodhya, which again has a...
Communalism is wrong, so is majoritarianism. How can you play around with my liberties just because there is a majority demand?
But a quick response.
That is, it's not majoritarianism. What is democracy about? Do you listen to the voice of the people without using it as a tyrannical tool to impose something the people don't want? If, for instance, Gutkha has been banned in Delhi or chewable tobacco, does the Constitution not allow for reasonable restrictions?
But interesting example, Gutkha, because why are states not banning cigarettes? You know, cigarettes are actually much more injurious to health even when done within alcohol, at least if had in moderate quantities. Does nobody else any harm and does yourself no harm if held, you know, if within restrained, decorous behavior, right? Cigarettes are injurious to self. Cigarette smoking
but
is injurious to others,
just
but the cigarette lobby
argument.
Seems much more powerful.
No, maybe it's a matter of lobbies and maybe it's premature now to do it for cigarette. But for instance, you go to Singapore and you buy a packet of cigarette, you'll feel like a narcotic peddler. It's that strict.
Yeah.
And there have been progressively increasing controls on smoking.
Pavan?
Barkha, I want to understand if any act in an extreme form can lead to a crime, do you ban the act? If I drive a car rashly and meet with an accident, do you ban driving?
So it's misuse that you should address and not...
Why criminalize an act? Because it can lead to an accident.
I wish it was not so isolated. Here we are seeing a general trend.
Sorry, I haven't finished it.
Sorry.
Don't criminalize it. It's not a police problem. It's a medical issue. Alcoholism is a medical issue. Try and evolve methods wherein it can be cured or treated.
Kiran Bedi,
how do you see this as a patterns, Pawan?
Kiran, I think it's an important point that you're actually criminalizing choice here. And instead of criminalizing choice, you should actually be addressing the roots of alcoholism. And the roots of alcoholism are not going to be addressed by these blanket bans.
I want to fully support Pawan Verma. I 100% agree with him. I've experienced this three times over. My PhD thesis results that out of every 100 alcoholic families, 94% women get beaten. So it's a huge family violence. Isn't that criminal?
Of course, domestic violence is criminal.
It's absolutely.
Of course it's criminal.
Number two, mostly it leads to further marital violence because alcoholism and this domestic violence is so sides of the two same coin. And if you're asking me on implementation, if you're going for a prohibition policy like this, you have to put in, as he said, if the Chief Minister of Bihar has taken next 5 months to put a implementation system in place, I think that's what we need to debate on.
But Kiran, there is no debate on domestic violence. There is the debate is whether the misuse of a product or having it in quantities that make you lose control or make you lose perspective are different. There is a separation between saying that if you have a glass of wine or two whenever you want to, but you do no harm to anybody, should the state decide that or should the state be tackling domestic violence and the roots of patriarchy?
Isn't it a state responsibility if 94 out of 100 women of alcoholic families are getting beaten every day and only 4% report according to the research thesis, and in the 4% nobody responds? Isn't it a duty of law enforcement to respond?
Number two, when you come back to me later,
I'll tell you how it's implementable because we have experiments of this.
But Sanjay, हम यहाँ क्या इश्यूज को मिक्सअप कर रहे हैं?
See, मैं जाती तौर पर सोचता हूँ अल्कोहलिज्म is a social problem. It indeed is. But to say कि हम औरतों के भले के लिए ये कर रहे हैं, अगर आपको इतना शौक है औरतों को भला करने का, प्लीज मैरिटल रेप को रिकॉग्नाइज कर लो. डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस
exactly. All of the same parliament has unanimously or near unanimously refused to criminalize marital rape.
Yeah, and और arguments भी मुझे ऐसा लग रहा था वो PK arguments दे रहे हैं.
Sanjay is a stand-up comic, so we have to make excuses for some of his comments. I can't actually tell when he's in character, when he's moving out, but okay.
And domestic violence can be contained, controlled and policed in many ways if the state is willing to do it. तो आप बैन कर दो. बैन कहाँ पे वर्क किया है? मेरे को लगता है गुजरात मॉडल है और गुजरात में तो सब कुछ सक्सेसफुल रहता है ना, तो इसलिए उन्होंने भी सोच के लगा दिया. और मतलब अब क्या है ना, किसी को ना ठेके पे जाने की जरूरत नहीं है, फोन करेंगे बूट लगे घर पे ही आके दे जाएगा. तो इट एक्चुअली वर्क्स फॉर पीपल इन अ वे.
निखिल, लेट्स ब्रिंग यू इन योर पर्सपेक्टिव इन रूरल राजस्थान. समवेयर बिटवीन एब्सोल्यूट बैंस एंड एब्सोल्यूट फ्रीडम, इज देयर अ मिडिल स्पेस?
फर्स्टली द कॉम्बिनेशन, आई थिंक बैंस सर्टेनली पीपल शुड हैव चॉइस, बट चॉइस कम्स इन मेनी वेज. टू से दैट बैनिंग बीफ एंड बैनिंग दिस इज एग्जैक्टली द सेम, आई थिंक देयर इज अ big difference.
No, I'm raising the question at the beginning. That because if you're a libertarian and you believe in personal liberty, is it not the same?
Right, but there are certain things that are known to do a certain kind of harm.
Okay.
Eating beef does not do harm to either you or others. It hurts the social sentiments of certain people.
Fair.
Certainly.
Okay.
And many other things
okay.
do. But alcohol is known. You say just have a couple of drinks, but those who are alcoholics can't stop at a couple of drinks. So it does harm to people, and those people are trying to exercise their choice to control it. I come from a district where a very unique thing has taken place on the 29th of March, just a couple of months ago, where pulling out of the Rajasthan Excise Act, women in one panchayat said that the Excise Act said if 50% of the residents of a village, of a panchayat, vote to not have a sales point in that panchayat, the government, the excise department will have to make sure that's not done.
Okay.
It was an incredible exercise. They had to go through all kinds of problems. 20% had to write in, that had to be verified by the SDM. It was done. When the voting took place on 29th of March, you had to have not 50% of those voting, 50% of those on the voters list, which is a huge number. 2,039 people voted in that panchayat. 1,939 voted against having a shop sales point there. 33 voted only to have a sales point.
Suppose all the panchayats in Rajasthan would effectively be under prohibition.
Let's deal first with those people in that panchayat. They are saying we don't want sales points in our place. People who are, we are dealing with domestic violence, we are dealing with the ill effects of alcohol, we are dealing with violence when someone spends money that is meant for food of the family on alcohol, that's also violence. We don't want these points where they step out of the house and it can be sold. They are saying we'll try and stop bootlegging in our panchayat also. They are saying we need the government's help, we need people's help.
Right.
Not just women, even men have voted, even those who are alcoholics are saying we need help.
Okay.
We need to have a policy where we understand the ill effects of this. Yes, there are. Since then, there have been 15 other panchayats which have started a movement saying we also don't want to sell. You can regulate. I am not saying I agree. I am saying that firstly, the social sanction we have for alcohol, we need to think about. Just as you're making a comparison with beef, we need to think about tomorrow. Do you say having drugs is a choice? That's also a libertarian view.
But there are certain things, you know, in the United States, marijuana is at the heart of debate.
But today in Punjab, we are facing real issues, Barkha.
America is suffering with the guns and marijuana.
But there are states that have legislated to legalize marijuana, especially.
That doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm saying that today there is a social sanction for alcohol. Alcohol is something that in excess does harm. If the people of one particular area say we want to control it in that area, they can perhaps in a far more practical fashion actually make their own life
Kalikesh, is that a model that is somewhere between the state imposing a choice and it, you know, the panchayats voting? Is that something that you would support?
You know, I've seen that happen in my constituency where women self-help groups actually come out and shift shops out of their panchayats and out of their villages. But does that help the alcoholism? No. The alcoholic just goes across to the next village and gets his drink there and comes back home and beats his wife.
You have to address
the issue of, as he said, domestic violence or alcoholism or addiction.
Just a quick rejoin.
Just by banning it is not going to solve the problem.
And Pavan, I found Sanjay's point of, there's a certain level of humbug in everybody saying we're doing this for women. Because, you know, if you're doing this for women, how are politicians so united on non-criminalization of marital rape? Why did it take us decades to get sexual harassment guidelines? Why did it take us a Nirbhaya to get us a new rape law? You know, so everybody has shown so much alacrity in the name of women only on this one issue.
I don't believe that by acting in favor of what a large number of women want in this case, in one case, means that society has changed overnight and everybody is aligned now to work for women. So you can parody the point. And Sanjay did it in his own way. But the fact is that you can take one step, which may be good for women, which is not necessarily negative because other steps have not been fully taken. I support those steps as well. And on the point that Kalikesh makes, in fact, if you are looking at changing behavioral patterns, one of the ways is to drastically reduce availability. The point is that there, if it's available around the corner, and poverty and alcoholism are a very, very deadly combination. And therefore, if its availability is reduced, it changes behavioral patterns.
So it does. It reduces the sales. So when you're saying they can go across the border and drink elsewhere, yes, but less will. If it's just available outside, kids will start
so
much
make
earlier.
It tougher to get.
These are statistics.
Make it tougher to get. And I want to get
One more thing. The state is earning 6,500 crores in Rajasthan from the sale, excise of liquor.
Well,
it has become a player. It is a player on that side. And in fact, when people are trying to regulate what is a
you're
part
answering
of the law,
my objection that why does the state have a role in this? You're saying
correct.
The state already has a role in
it
this
does.
By earning
it
revenue
does.
From
yeah.
it. All right, Kiran.
This 6,500 crores is at the cost of family violence. You are earning money which would have got invested into family, which the government is extracting out. Actually, it's a family's paying for this, getting violent, and then expecting the state to plow back that into social welfare. I think all this, and remember, when we say women, it's not just women, it's family violence. You think children are not victims of their father's addiction? The whole family is a victim of an addict father who returns every day drunk.
Okay, Pavan, quickly, then I want to just bring in the voices of the women actually.
Barkha, in Delhi we had experimented soft liquor, let's reduce the excise duty on beer and wines. And disincentivize hard liquor. It worked. There were silly demands of having a liquor outlet 200 meters away from a temple or a school, fair enough. We also incorporated that in our excise policy when we were in power in Delhi. It reduced substantially the sansis or the hooch guys who make illicit liquor.
Yeah.
Because we reduced excise on soft liquor. So that, you know, that intervention really, really helped. Now you hardly hear of any hooch tragedy in Delhi, whereas in 2009, Gujarat had 139 deaths.
And in fact, one of the more contentious parts of the Bihar legislation, Pawan, is capital punishment, you know, when hooch tragedies happened.
I think that the excise law provides for stringent punishment. And only in the case where there is a deliberate strategy of providing hooch which leads to deaths, is there capital punishment, which is within the penal code. Murder is punishable by death.
So it's death for death. It's death for death. Kapil Sekri, you're, you know, you head Fratelli Wines. Okay. And it's, we are now in this context where basically drinking or alcoholism and the conflation with domestic violence, it must be a nightmare for you to be able to counter that. How do you counter that argument?
No, I don't think, I was just discussing with somebody and I was labeled politician before I even entered the debate. But nobody's arguing here that, you know, we are all for uplifting women, we are all for, you know, empowering the children. But I think the bigger question here is that everybody's talking of alcohol and alcoholism. What about intoxication and addictism? You know, you can be addicted to many other things besides alcohol. Mm-hmm. And intoxication. There are many other ways you can get intoxicated. Why just alcohol? You know, people are talking of women because women voted in majority that they wanted it. Great. But what about first educating those same women to not get cancers by chewing tobacco? In India, it is a proven fact that, you know, more women chew tobacco than men. They take on to tobacco earlier on than men. What about first educating them to move away even from that? Even that's causing harm to the families.
So you're saying there's a selectiveness in focusing only on alcohol?
Exactly.
It's not either or. It's not either or.
Yeah.
In fact,
cigarettes? How come cigarettes never have the same problem?
I'm trying to make
states?
The point, Barkha.
Yeah.
That when you say that you would like to strictly or drastically reduce the availability of alcohol, it's not that we are saying, now please compensate by smoking more cigarettes. That's not what is the argument. The argument is that the state has, within the constitution, the right to impose reasonable restrictions on freedom of choice. Article 19G as against Article 19G.
But isn't this this could be argued to be a kind of moral policing as well?
No, the point, it's a very fundamental point you raise. I'm glad you raised it. Moral policing is
I don't mean domestic violence.
Moral policing.
I think marital rape should be criminalized. I think when the state needs to be in your bedroom, it's not. And then when it doesn't need to be in your bedroom,
it is. Needs to be in your bedroom anyway. But the point I'm making is
that
it's not a moral imperative. I said it's a welfare imperative. We are not saying, like for instance, Christians at Christmas will have at the time of baptism, there's wine. It's not a moral imperative. We are saying that as a welfare instrumentality, at this moment, given the levels of consumption and its deleterious consequences, you've chosen an instrument to change the behavior.
Karina, you're actually somebody who writes about wines, writes about alcohol. You're a woman. A lot of this is being done in the name of protecting women.
Yeah.
How do you see this debate?
I think the biggest thing that we've been saying is that it's a domestic violence issue. And I think the whole, someone that's given to domestic violence is just going to find something else that provokes him. Banning alcohol.
You're saying if you take away alcohol, he'll find another
way to, you know, something else that provokes him. And the issue here is that if we ban alcohol, it's just like we are sticking our head in the mud with this blanket ban. And instead what's going to happen is they are going to put that much more pressure on the women. Because it's very difficult to deal with an addict. It's very difficult. So the women are going to have to deal with that. And also the whole bootlegging thing, what we are not realizing is that it's very hard to stop that. It's very hard to stop that.
Sanjay,
and women are
Sanjay,
a big part of it.
I think one thing that we are clearly ignoring and making it a man-woman issue is that we are not acknowledging that even women drink. And in rural areas, they do drink all kinds of liquor that is available. तो उनको हम इग्नोर नहीं कर सकते और दूसरी बात ये कि बैनिंग इज लेजी गवर्नेंस
पुरुषों को मारते
हैं बैनिंग इज लेजी गवर्नेंस
बैनिंग इज लेजी गवर्नेंस आपने मतलब यू डोंट वांट टू डू अभी पवन साहब ने बोला पॉवर्टी एंड एल्कोहलिज्म इज अ डेडली कॉम्बिनेशन पॉवर्टी नहीं हटाएंगे हम एल्कोहलिज्म पे बैन करेंगे
पवन क्विक रिस्पॉन्स
रिस्पॉन्स पॉवर्टी को हटाने में समय लगेगा
बिल्कुल सर 70 साल हो गए
तो अगर उसको समय लगेगा आपके पास कोई जादुई छड़ी है जिसमें गरीबी इस देश से चली जाए ओवरनाइट पर अगर मैं प्रोहिबिशन को इंप्लीमेंट करके इंप्रूवमेंट कर सकता हूं लोगों की जिंदगी में
ऑल द बेस्ट टू यू
कल से तो मैं आज उसको चॉइस करूंगा.
हम तो चाहेंगे आप करें.
संजय जी आपसे मैं निवेदन करूंगा, डोंट डील इन एब्सोल्यूट्स. गरीबी हटा दो जी, उसके बाद सब पिएंगे. ये कौन सा आर्गुमेंट?
नहीं, ये कोई आर्गुमेंट नहीं है सर. उसके बाद सब पिए ना भी, उस सवाल पे पहुंचोगे नहीं ना. अगर आप, अगर आपका ही आर्गुमेंट है ना कि पॉवर्टी और अल्कोहलिज्म इज अ डेडली कॉम्बिनेशन, और मैं आपसे पहले एग्री करता हूं अल्कोहलिज्म इज अ प्रॉब्लम बट इट इज अ मेडिकल प्रॉब्लम. उसकी आप पुलिसिंग नहीं कर सकते, जो दुनिया में कहीं पे जहां पे भी लोगों ने करने की कोशिश करी है कामयाब.
आप चांस दीजिए बिहार में.
ओके, कैन वी जस्ट हियर फ्रॉम
सर? ऑल द बेस्ट टू यू सर.
अच्छा, एक मिनट, अनीता, अनीता गुप्ता,
गरीबी की बात है तो बता दें
जी,
क्योंकि बड़ी करीब से अगर हमने अपनी गरीब घरों को देखा है, ये हर घर गरीब है. जहां पिता सारा पैसा अपनी शराब पर खर्च के आता है, वो घर अमीर है क्या? तो आई थिंक दैट्स, ये अंडरस्टैंड करना, क्योंकि औरत एक आवाज नहीं उठाती. औरत सिर्फ पिटती है और फिर खुद सिलाई मशीन चलाने लग जाती है और काम पे चली जाती है और किसी तरीके से बच्चों को पढ़ाती है. बाप की कोई जिम्मेवारी नहीं थी? ये फैमिली वायलेंस की बात हम कर रहे हैं, सिर्फ वेमेन की पिटाई की बात नहीं कर रहे.
सो लेट्स हियर फ्रॉम अनीता गुप्ता, शी इज विद द भोजपुर महिला कला केंद्र पटना. अनीता जी, यहाँ पे जो डिबेट चल रही है, एक तो वो कि प्रोहिबिशन से क्या बदलेगा, क्या बदलाव आपको लगता है इससे होगा?
देखिए, इससे तो शराब बंद से तो काफी बदलाव बदलाव होगा. जैसे कि अभी मैडम ही बता रही थी कि जो शराबी हैं, जो शराब पी करके आते हैं, जो पैसा बाजार में खर्चा कर देते हैं, तो यदि वो शराब पीना बंद कर दें, छोड़ दें, तो वो पैसा क्या है, घर में आएगा. घर में आएगा तो उसके बच्चे सबसे पहले तो भोजन, सबसे पहले तो खाना खाएंगे, पेट भर जाएगा. उसके बाद जो जो घर में फिर कुछ पैसा आता है तो फिर वो पढ़ाई करेगा. तो ये सबसे अच्छी बात है कि ये शराब हमारे बिहार में बंद हो चुका है और हम लोग बहुत इससे खुश हैं. और दूसरी,
सबसे ज्यादा कठिनाई औरतों को क्या है?
सबसे ज्यादा कठिनाई यही है कि जो, जैसे कि शराब पी के जो हम लोग अपने आंखों से देखे हैं और हम उसके ऊपर काम भी कर रहे हैं. हमारे एक संस्था में है रीता देवी, अभी जस्ट मैं लेटेस्ट मैं बता रही हूँ कि शराब तो बंद हो गया, कहीं मिल भी नहीं रहा है. 10 साल से अपने पत्नी को छोड़ दिया था उन्होंने, अचानक उसकी तबीयत बिगड़ गई. तबीयत बिगड़ जाने के बाद घर से फोन आ गया, तो वो जो महिला जो थी अपने हम लोग ने छोटे छोटे स्कूल खुलवा के रखा है, उसके जरिए से वो पैसा कमा जो भी सेफ इकट्ठा करके रखी थी. अब वो देखिए, वो पैसा जो भी पैसा सेफ करके रखी थी अब उसके इलाज पे जा रहा है. यदि वो
शराब आदमी ने उसको 10 साल छोड़ दिया, हाँ, वो पैसा उसके इलाज पे.
जी,
तो ये these are absolute problems. I think what we're debating is not the problem but the solution. I think that's where in a sense the disagreement is. Rajiv's a lawyer, has a very sort of courageously come here to share his story as somebody who was an alcoholic. He's somebody who is now a recovered alcoholic. Rajiv ji, aap kya bolenge? First, pehle apni story thoda, if you can share, how did you become somebody who was an addict? Kaise bane aap alcoholic?
The speaker is a lawyer.
Yes.
However, he didn't practice much at the Delhi High Court bar, huh, but practiced very vigorously at the club bar. So he became a full-blown alcoholic.
Yes.
And that took him 28 years.
Tapasya. 28 years?
I drank.
At what age did you start?
Oh, it's too difficult to calculate.
Roughly? No,
today
when did you discover you had a problem?
I was in school. Others discovered I have a problem. I didn't think I have a problem. Okay? Just let me tell you some facts. I haven't had a drop of alcohol for the last 18 years. But I'm yet an alcoholic. And I'm very proud of it.
What do you mean you're proud of it?
Aren't you proud of what you're doing?
No, I wouldn't be proud if I was dependent on something that cost me my health and my... You'll be proud of recovering from alcoholism, not being an alcoholic.
Look at it together.
Yes.
You can't take a thing in isolation.
Sure. So how do you see this prohibition debate?
Look, the speaker is not going to argue for or against because he's a lawyer. You pay me, I'll argue on both sides.
Now, what do you think? Okay. Forget being a lawyer here. You're a person first.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you certain facts. Harilal Mohandas Gandhi was the oldest son of Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi.
Yes.
He appeared at his father's funeral in such a derelictic condition that few recognized him. He died from liver disease on 18th of June 1948.
Right.
In a letter, Gandhiji writes to Harilal, he also urged him to give up alcohol and debauchery. In the letter, Mahatma Gandhi stated that Harilal's problems are more difficult for him to deal than the struggle for Indian Republic. Mm-hmm. The best example before us, history from which we don't learn, but we get into debates is America. I'm just going to read three lines of what happened in the 1930s. In addition, the Prohibition era encouraged the rise of criminal activity associated with bootlegging. The most notorious example was of Chicago gangster Al Pacino.
Al Capone.
Oh, no, sorry.
Al Capone, yeah.
That's no,
Al Pacino, yeah, yeah, okay.
Who earned a staggering $60 million annually from bootlegging.
Yeah.
And such illegal operations fueled a corresponding rise in gang violence.
Okay, so you're basically saying that it is actually spawned mafia gangs.
Yes,
right.
But let's not finish. I have just one more minute.
Okay.
Prohibition, Gujarat's worst kept secret. Hello. The tragedy of Gujarat is that politicians in need of funds for election turn to big bootleggers, thus giving the latter a handle. It was during the riots in the early mid.
No, I just have to ask you a question about you.
Yep.
If there was prohibition, if it was difficult for you to get liquor, would it have made you recover quicker?
Madam, the fish in the sea is never thirsty. An alcoholic will get alcohol for himself in a caged iron well, you can put him in. He'll get it there.
So you're saying prohibition cannot stop alcoholism?
No way. This is all monkey business. They are not addressing the problem. Personal agenda and stuff like that. Are they alcoholics? I'm a PhD in it.
Yeah. Okay, Kiran Bedi. Kiran Bedi, and I'm taking audience questions now, so please.
I think it's a question of demand and supply, hugely.
Yeah.
And jahan wo dukaan dur hogi, utni usko mehnat karni padegi, har time itna easy nahi hoga. Dheere dheere wo addiction kam hogi. Lekin ye demand and supply ka issue hai. And Varkha, I want to give you an example of an experience we've had. Pavan mentioned Sansis. Sansis was an ex-criminal tribe.
Yeah.
During the time when post-independent, earlier they had declared certain tribes illegal.
Yeah.
Sansi was a naturally brewing illicit liquor tribe,
yeah,
which was an ex. And then of course it was notified and they became. I've experienced it. Mere zile mein, wo West Delhi nahi thi, wo Wet Delhi thi. I think Pavan would remember. Lekin I tell you, it was implementable. How? Because we had jo bhi Sansis the, ya ab purane Sansis, unke jab naam bane to 1010 log nikle. Jab humne 1010 par mehnat karni shuru ki, and I must tell you, bootlegging sungte, you can smell it. Jab bootlegging jaggery hoti hai ya rice brew karte hain, to wo dur se badbu pata chalta hai ya brew ho rahi hai ya wo unhone gadde ke niche dabai hai. जब दुकान में भी आती है सारे नेबरहुड में फैलती है. सो दैट मींस आपको पता चल जाता है. जस्ट ही पवन मेंशन टेक्नोलॉजी आर तो बड़े और सोर्सेस
हैं टू पवन
या पवन या ओके
पवन ओके. जैसे सो मेरा कहने का मतलब है ये पैटर्न ऑफ इंप्लीमेंटेशन.
सो यू आर सेइंग
इंप्लीमेंटेबल है
बूटलेगिंग. ओके नाउ
देयर इज वन
मुझे पवन वर्मा दैट इज
इंप्लीमेंटेबल का मतलब है कि ये नॉर्मल पुलिसिंग के साथ साथ आपको एक्साइज प्रिवेंशन पुलिसिंग लानी पड़ेगी. नंबर टू मुझे कंप्लीट करने दो क्योंकि पॉलिटिशियन का है. अब इसके बाद जब इंप्लीमेंट हो बिहार में, आई वुड अर्ज यू पवन प्लीज पास इट ऑन टू द सीएम कि जिसके कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में इलिसिट लिकर ब्रू हो रही है एमएलए को बुलाया जाए चाहे किसी पार्टी का हो, क्योंकि एमएलए को नॉलेज के बिना वो ब्रू नहीं हो सकती. एमएलए प्लस पुलिसिंग करने से ये इंप्लीमेंटेशन होगी.
बट पवन वर्मा द आर्ग्यूमेंट that I'm hearing Kiran make is that bootlegging too can be addressed, and the fact that bootlegging thrives is not a reason to not impose prohibition. But whether it's Chicago, whether it's, you know, it's Amchi Mumbai, in Mumbai you have actually seen the creation of the mafia, of the underbelly, of the underworld. At the same time that Morarji Desai first comes and bans liquor.
Two quick responses, Barkha.
The syndicates start like this.
First, the fact that in the past attempts of prohibition have been less than successful does not mean that benefiting from that experience you cannot attempt to make a better regimen to impose it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be foolproof in its entirety. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not going to be a challenge, but you can certainly learn some lessons from it. Secondly, for the absolutely confirmed addict, he will make that extra effort to go to any length to get liquor.
Right.
But for those who have a behavioral pattern to drink or drink marginally excessively, the lack of availability becomes a huge restraining
Kalikesh, Pavan, Kapil, if you want to just come in.
One simple question. See, when you look at Bihar, so I think we need to divide alcohol. There is country liquor, there is toddy, then there is IMFL, you know, there is beer, there is wine. Yeah. And I think it's just a very broad spectrum. Alcohol is also used for making industrial paints. It's used for so many applications. Yeah. Medicine. So now you're saying that we look at state of Bihar, which is unfortunately among the top three states in the country. If 1/3 of the population is there in among Bihar, Jharkhand and UP. So you have come a complete gauntlet ban that even Gujarat hasn't done. In fact, in Gujarat, if you see over the last 5 years, has given more licenses than it did in the first 20 years. Now the new hotels which are opening up have licenses, new SE zones which are opening up have licenses. And that's a so-called social person who's not maybe taking away that income and depriving his child the education. Why is government depriving themselves of taxes coming from that? And that what I got to know, maybe I'm very, very wrong. I just did when I had to come here, that 4,000 crores is actually collected from IMFL beer and wine, and 2,000 crores is collected from toddy and country liquor. Ban country liquor, ban toddy, absolutely. Channel that money, open more rehabilitation centers, we are all for it. But completely coming down and dropping a gauntlet. What about the people who are already addicted? What about the people who are already alcoholics?
And I think
it should have been done.
You
in
want
a
to add
man.
To that, Karina?
Yeah, I think a blanket ban affects the people that are social drinkers, because they are not going to bother. They are like, okay, it's not available, that's fine. But for someone that's an addict, the whole definition means that he will go to any lengths to.
Which
to
is what we heard Rajiv say as well. Pavan, why the blanket ban? And I'm just taking questions now, please. Yeah, Pavan, quickly.
I think that ultimately you yourself referred to it in parts, that it cannot be an elite privileging ban. That if you are relatively privileged, or if you are in the cities, or if you live in 5-star hotels, you can get it. Because the acquisition in any democracy will be, you banned it for us, what about the others?
Which is why my problem with Kerala. Yeah. I actually find that. Yeah, but Kerala too has started giving licenses for beer and wine. Yeah. So they are separating. So should we be clubbing all alcohol together, all categories of alcohol?
In the beginning, we made an attempt.
And toddy is allowed.
There's a Gujarat model, we are attempting a Bihar model, give it a chance to run.
Okay, this on a more serious note, I have here somebody who actually has to experience an alcoholic husband on a daily basis. Now, we heard from a recovered alcoholic. Rajiv's argument is prohibition will not stop an alcoholic from getting liquor. But for a woman who actually has to live through, you know, what this means at home, मैं आपका नाम नहीं ले रही क्योंकि आपकी आइडेंटिटी को हम थोड़ा प्रोटेक्ट करें, लेकिन आप बताइए, आपके 3 बच्चे हैं, आपका आदमी जो है वो रोज पीता है?
जी,
रोज पीता है. कितना पीता है?
कभी कभी कम, कभी ज्यादा,
लेकिन रोज पीता है.
रोज पीते.
जोर से बोलो.
जोर से बोलो.
हाँ, ये प्रॉब्लम है.
कभी कम, कभी ज्यादा.
हाँ,
रोज पीते. पर
जब वो पी के आते हैं घर,
जी,
तो उनका क्या बिहेवियर रहता है?
नशे में रहते हैं, लड़ाई झगड़ा करते हैं, छोटी छोटी बातों में मार पिटाई करते हैं, बच्चों को धमकाते हैं, मुझे भी लड़ाई झगड़ा करते हैं, हाथ भी छोड़ देते हैं, यही बिहेव रहता है बस.
लड़ाई करते हैं और गाली गलौज करते हैं और हाथ भी उठाते हैं.
हाँ जी, बच्चों को भी डांटते हैं और लड़ाई झगड़ा भी करते हैं.
और जब वो नहीं पीते तो उनका व्यवहार क्या अलग रहता है?
जी हाँ, बहुत अलग रहता है. बहुत प्यार से बात करते हैं, बच्चों को भी गोद में लेते हैं, मुझसे बहुत अलग बर्ताव करते हैं, हर चीज़ के लिए पूछते हैं. और जब नशे में होते हैं ना, तब तो आते हैं, सो जाते हैं, अब टोकती हूँ तो लड़ाई झगड़ा करते हैं, मार पिटाई करते हैं, बस टोक दिया तो इसी बात पर लड़ाई होती है.
तो आपने कोशिश की उनको, जब आपने कहा होगा कि मत पियो, कम पियो,
जी,
अब क्या करते क्या है, इतना पैसा कैसे आता है उनके पास रोज पीने के लिए?
पीने के लिए क्या, 50 रुपये मिल जाएंगे तो उसमें पी लेंगे. वो तो
50 रुपये में भी पी सकते हैं,
20 रुपये में पी सकते हैं, इसमें पी लेंगे, 30 रुपये का पुआ था उसमें पी लेते हैं. तो ये, और रही मैंने मना करने के लिए कोशिश कर रहा था, उन्होंने ये जवाब दिया कि तू चाय नहीं छोड़ सकती तो मैं शराब कैसे छोड़ सकता हूँ, तू चाय पीनी छोड़ दे मैं शराब छोड़ दूंगा. मैंने वो चाय कैसे छोड़ सकती हूँ, बचपन से पिए चाय, तो चाय तो सभी पीते हैं, कि मैं शराब नहीं छोड़ सकता.
ये और आप उनके साथ रहते हैं, लेकिन आपने कभी सोचा नहीं उनको छोड़ दूं मैं?
जी, छोड़ने के लिए मन में ख्याल आया, लेकिन बच्चे तो नहीं छोड़ सकते ना उन्हें. मैं 3 बेटियाँ, बच्चे तो पापा ही पापा करते हैं ना उन्हें, कि पापा कब आएंगे, पापा ड्यूटी जा रहे हैं, पापा कब आएंगे ड्यूटी से, नानी घर भी जाता है, मम्मी पापा के पास कब चलोगे, ऐसे कब छोड़ दूँ उन्हें.
आपको लगता है कि अगर शराब मिलती ही नहीं तो वो उनके लिए फिर कुछ बदलता, कि आपको लगता है, क्योंकि आपने पौवा 20 रुपये की पौवा की बात की, तो कोई तरीका निकाल देते हैं वो कहीं से भी पौवा लाने का?
जी,
शराब पे रोक होनी चाहिए?
जी हाँ बिल्कुल होनी चाहिए.
आपको लगता है होनी चाहिए? पवन खेरन कालिकेश, दीज आर द कॉम्प्लेक्स क्वेश्चंस एंड इवन एज अ वुमन इट कंफ्यूजेस मी बिकॉज आई मीन आई फील फॉर व्हाट शी इज आई सो फील फॉर व्हाट शी इज गोइंग थ्रू इट मेक्स माय ब्लड बॉइल बट आई जस्ट आई एम स्टिल अनकंफर्टेबल आई हैव टू डिस्क्लोज विद द स्टेट इंटरवीनिंग एट दिस लेवल.
यार्का व्हाई डू politicians, all of us, yeah. look for shortcuts to a problem. Why do we only think of 5 years? Not Why can't we think of a longer term? Why can't we have a longer term vision? Now, if there's pollution, ban cars. Why? I mean, let's think of a
because
proper
solution.
Because
you have to start
solution.
Somewhere. Yeah. Whether prohibition
I'm sorry,
or pollution.
No, no, I mean, you have to have pollution. A... Stop punctuating your thought with 5 years. Think of beyond 5 years. You may lose an election, you may win an election. That's immaterial. Think of a longer term solution which takes everybody along. For 4% or 5% of alcoholics, why should the 95% suffer?
Kalikesh.
No, I feel for the lady. There's no doubt about the fact that she's facing a very tough situation. But can we help her by also taking her husband for counseling, making sure he gets de-addicted, making sure he understands what's criminally right or wrong, that he can't beat his wife and kids?
Yeah.
Or should we just stop him from drinking, yeah. banning alcohol? Yeah.
That's I think that's where the root of the debate but, is, yes. Yeah.
I have a question to the government or policymakers. We talk about prohibition. Do we talk about banning surrogate advertisement on alcohol? You look at McDonald's, it talks about soda, but we don't know, it's not talking about soda. Then second issue is, do we get labels on alcohol that it can cause liver cirrhosis?
अगर आप ग्रास रूट में एनजीओस में काम करो, गांव में काम करो, झुग्गी झोंपड़ियों में काम करो, ये हर घर की कहानी है जो प्रॉब्लम अभी द पीपल तक नहीं पहुंचती है. मैं पहली बात, ये एक लेडी नहीं है, इसलिए बहुत आपके लिए भी ये अवेयरनेस है, क्योंकि हम लोग जो फैमिली काउंसलिंग सेंटर चलाते हैं लाइन लगी होती है, और कितने सेंटर सरकार अफोर्ड कर सकती है. सो पहली बात तो ये मैं कहना चाहती हूँ, घर घर की कहानी.
डज दैट वायलेंस ओरिजिनेट इन मिसोजिनी और इन अल्कोहल?
इट ओरिजिनेट्स फ्रॉम अल्कोहल व्हिच लीड्स टू मिसोजिनी.
But misogyny exists outside of alcoholism as well.
But ये घर घर की कहानी है.
The problem is patriarchy and misogyny yes. and alcohol is becoming an excuse कि मैंने पी रखी थी इसलिए मैंने ये कर दिया. But basically आपके दिमाग में वो patriarchy और misogyny.
No, I want to come.
ये कहना चाहिए short term नहीं है, ये long term है, क्योंकि बच्चों को भी impact करती है.
Okay, Pavan and then Nikhilia. I'm coming to you.
Very quickly. See, misogyny is a pathological state and it can be analyzed psychologically. But to make no linkage between excessive alcohol consumption and violence is to completely derail the debate. There is a linkage. And the problem is that what you have in mind, and I can sense your dilemma, that what about a social drink in the evening? The problem is it doesn't remain confined to that. And
my problem is that politicians getting worked up over patriarchy.
No, the point that
and in elections free liquor is distributed. The pawa is available for 20 rupees, right? Yes. My problem is that women are being used, I believe, as somewhat of an excuse here, because we don't see this kind of.
First of all, 50% what 50% of the electorate wants, even if it's only women, cannot be only an excuse.
Yeah.
That's point number one. Point number two, Pavan Khera is saying, why not take up long-term solution?
Yeah.
Again, I want to say it's not either or. First of all, you make a beginning at some point, and then you also work for long-term solutions.
Okay, let's make it.
Yeah, so I think there has to be also in this whole thing a kind of middle ground. We have to realize that politicians are actually responding to a need on the ground. They, whatever may be their own motivations, and it's true that they distribute liquor, and there's true that they're double standards, but they're responding because on the ground, not just women, but there are other people who are troubled by the whole mafia that also sells liquor, including the state. We need to understand that when people are trying to take an initiative, we need to have de-addiction camps, we need to have counseling, we need to have many things.
Which
but you've heard this, but you've heard this story from this lady who said her husband was very different when he didn't drink. And that is a reality. Those who leave alcohol, and if we create an atmosphere where we can make sure those who have access to alcohol is reduced, not the alcoholic, I agree he'll go to any lengths,
yeah.
and we need to deal with that person differently.
All right, last comments, we'll start with you, Kalikesh.
There a lot more has to be done other than prohibition. Prohibition is a first off the cuff response by the Nitish Kumar government. It's a politically popular thing to do. I don't think it will achieve the results. I think if they really want to address the issue of alcoholism and domestic violence in Bihar, a lot more has to be done.
Kapil.
I think I, first of all, I think we all agree that we have to do something about it, but I think mid-ground is the answer. I think the answer is like what you just, before the debate started, that WHO says that 50% of the, you know, the alcohol sold in the country is not even accounted for. I think there has to be a mid-ground. We should have not done a gauntlet ban on it.
Exactly. Middle ground mein sabse pehle kya kar sakte hain? Ab ye happy hour chalta hai na. Ek lo, ek free milti hai. Wo band kar do na. Maine kabhi doodh ke saath to dekha nahi ki ek doodh ka glass hai, ek lo, dusra happy hour hai.
Okay. Yeah, I think we need to ask ourselves, are we agreed that there should be some form of regulation? Then find the best amount of regulation so that actually we can reduce the ill effects of it. I am frightened about the bootleggers who will come when you ban alcohol, and therefore we need to find a practical solution, but we cannot have the state supporting the sale of alcohol. That's a problem.
Yeah. Okay, Kiran.
मैं समझती हूँ पॉलिसी के साथ साथ इम्प्लीमेंटेशन बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है और इम्प्लीमेंटेशन सिर्फ मैसेज टू पुलिसिंग ही नहीं है उसमें साथ एनजीओज भी जोड़ने चाहिए स्कूल के टीचर्स जोड़ने चाहिए प्रधान जोड़ने चाहिए लोकल एमएलए और कॉरपोरेटर जोड़ना चाहिए अगर इम्प्लीमेंटेशन करनी है ये ना हो जाए कि फिर पॉलिसी लगाई फेल हो गई वी वॉन्ट दिस टू सक्सीड टू हैव अ न्यू जनरेशन
माफ कीजिएगा कोई भी पॉलिसी अ फ्यू गुड ऑफिसर्स पर निर्भर करेगी तो वो पॉलिसी चल ही नहीं पाएगी कल ये रिटायर हो जाएंगी परसों कोई और आ जाएगा तो वो पॉलिसी फिर कैसे
इसीलिए कह रही सिस्टम्स
दूसरा कोई भी सिस्टम जो ह्यूमन बीइंग्स पर निर्भर करता है उसमें मुझे बड़ा प्रश्न चिन्ह दिखता है हमेशा
ये विद टेक्नोलॉजी
माफ कीजिए एक और मुझे पॉइंट बोलना है आप क्यों नहीं सस्ती कर देते हैं बियर और सॉफ्ट वाइन्स को ट्राई दैट एक्सपेरिमेंट एंड मेक दिस रफ लिकर वेरी एक्सपेंसिव Disincentivize that. Try that experiment. Why not? Maybe it works.
Pavan Barkha, go to closing comments.
Very simply put, Barkha, it's a courageous decision on in response to popular demand. And a great deal of thought has been given to its proper implementation involving institutions outside the government.
Correct.
I say to you, it's a challenging job to do, but we have the support of the people and we have a meticulous...
There are states who actually tried prohibition and have had to lift it, right? Andhra Pradesh, we've Haryana. Seen that. Haryana. We've seen Haryana. Haryana, we've seen Manipur. There are states where this has happened. So, the jury is out.
I'm saying that's why I said somewhere...
You have to keep corruption out.
I said somewhere, let's see how the Bihar decision unfolds.
Okay, we leave it here. The jury is out, as I said. It's a difficult debate because especially as a woman, you know, I feel torn between what women experience and as a liberal, I feel uncomfortable with giving the state so much power. So I think the dilemma really, I think perhaps is something that many people feel. It's a conversation. We hope we've started one. We'll see how the Bihar experiment works.
I think the challenge to Bihar government, prove it right.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
We'll
thank you. Thank you.